happy. That's when I learned the lesson that it's all about your perceptions. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't about the size of your car, it's about the size of the faith in your heart. There's hope, it doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh, you better thank God for that. There's hope, it doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh, you better thank God for that.
1340 WJOL, Will County's News Talk Sports. Welcome back to Maryland's Cafe Society. It's the second hour. 106 is our time. And of course, it's second Saturday. August 9th is the date. And we've just been hanging out. Yeah, hanging out. Of course, looking out of the window where I'm sitting, we're under partly cloudy skies. Remember, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our highs will be in the upper 70s. Say what? And tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Our lows will fall to the upper 50s. Sunday, mostly sunny, high mid-70s. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then for most of the work week next week, we're going to see some sunshine, lots of it on Monday, but then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and yes, Friday, some clouds are going to roll through with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our highs will range from the lower to mid 80s, and our lows will be in the upper 50s all week long. Right now, we're holding at about 73 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And of course, that's about as high as it's going to get. I'm not complaining. I love it. Love it. And you know, if I was one to still be doing yard work, I might consider that later on today. All right. So remember, we have this interview coming up, and we also have the open mic singing contest coming up, and a funny story from me coming up. So you want to stay close to your radio, and that's 1340 WJOL with Maryland's Cafe Society. Stay with us.
Yeah, yeah. Stand up for your stand up for your keep shining up.
And 1340 WJOL, Will County's News Talk Sports. Welcome back to Maryland's Cafe Society. 1:13 is our time. Of course, it's a pretty day. Yeah, I would even say gorgeous. Not too hot, not too cold, just perfect. All right, and so we're back. We're back. And our topic this segment, of course, is returning to school. See, I told you, I promised you it would be a lighter topic than last hour. You know, we said it earlier. Everyone's back in school mode, right? August kind of puts everybody back in school mode. Here in this area, it's the Bud Billiken Day Parade for a lot of students. You know, the whole point was to get people back in the mindset of school. And so we have college students, high school students, and of course, grade school students all getting back in the mindset of school. And so we have a guest who's going to be sharing some tips for students to have some success. Now, her name is Sharon A. Hill. And of course, she spent more than 20 years as a development and marketing manager for a Fortune 500 giant company, IBM. Let's go ahead and put it out there. She, of course, handled global management. She was elected chair for the Raleigh RTP Black Diversity Network Group. position that was held 5 years at IBM. She's part of Toastmasters. Actually, she's an international award winner, and just has a mastery in the area of speaking in front of people. She has passion for business etiquette, diversity in the workplace, and her MBA research on organizational behavior helped Sharon become recognized as an authority on American business etiquette for companies, groups, associations, and individuals. She teaches and motivates diverse audiences as both an educator and an entertainer. And boy, this is so true. She has a whole lot of energy. Let's welcome Sharon A. Hill to Maryland's Cafe Society. Hi, Sharon.
Hello, Marilyn.
How are you?
Couldn't be better.
All right. Well, it is certainly a pleasure and a real treat to have you on board today.
Thank you.
All right. Sharon is CEO, president, CEO, or both?
President.
Of Sharon Hill International. Tell us just a little bit about that, Sharon.
My company, Sharon Hill International, focuses on etiquette, Marilyn, and not just plain etiquette, but business etiquette, as well as diversity, and teaching people how to pump up their professionalism.
There you go.
Yeah, we get so far away from being able to relate to other people. Students graduate and know what their topics are for their masters or whatever, but when it comes to day-to-day relationships with people, I teach people how not to blow a job interview because you eat spaghetti, things like that, basic things.
All right. And so aside from that, you find time to become an author, workshop leader, keynote speaker. You do have a book. Latest book is entitled Wild Woman's Guide to Etiquette, Saving the World, One Handshake at a Time. Wow. And yeah, you say that's an essential read for anyone who desires to display poise and confidence during social and business situations. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, the book that we're going to talk about today is the 24 Tips for Students to Succeed in College.
Right.
And, you know, that is so on time. Now, this one was authored when?
This one just came out last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I had actually the etiquette I had, and then I brought this one out as a result of my other book, 35 Tips for Corporate America. Many professors said, Sharon, before you tell students how to get into corporate America, teach them how to get through college.
All right.
So I put this one out last year.
Well, you know what? And you told me on the phone, and then you told me again, read the introduction. And this introduction is just hilarious. And the reason that I find it so funny is because in some ways it reminds me of myself. And then I thought of so many others that I know who tried to do this college thing the traditional way, but was distracted, you know. And so I think the introduction is such a blessing, Sharon, really, really, seriously. I think it's such a blessing to those who struggle through college.
Yes.
Because you are not alone.
That's the message.
And you were so honest, just real quick, just kind of, I know the introduction is kind of long, but kind of just kind of, what do you want to say, condense it, tell us real quickly.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
give a very quick synopsis,
okay.
Marilyn.
Okay.
As you mentioned, I'm not alone in this, and to all your listeners who thought, well, college can be a snap. High school was easy. I'll just get into college. It'll be fine. That's how I was. I was an honor student in Chicago. But how hard can college be? And not having parents who went to college, I had no role models. So in getting in, if anybody listening is old school like I am, the game was bid whist. And when I got to college, I didn't go to class. I just played bid whist. And I am a bid whist queen. Unfortunately, that bid whist queen got a 1.7 GPA after the first year in college. 1.7. A very hard lesson. They kicked me out, and then over the years, I had to finally get my head on straight as to how to study, how to stay in school, how to make myself proud, and how to set my goals. But as you'll see in the introduction, it took me 5 colleges before I finally got my bachelor's. So that's the main message, is you get out there and don't know. And the message is also, it's not failure to flunk out of college. because from all the accolades you just read in my introduction,
that's right.
No, I flunked out with my 1.7 and flunked out of the second school by playing hearts, which is another demon. I can play some cards. But I got kicked out of more colleges until I finally got my head on straight. And that 1.7 eventually got me to the Dean's List at Roosevelt University because I had to learn to get my head on straight.
Yeah, and you know, it's not the end of the story. You know, these kids, they're so young and they get so dejected. Like you say, they feel like failures. You even said, I felt like such a failure.
Yes.
You were
this
whiz kid in high school. And then went to college and completely bombed. You felt like a failure. And many do, and they never pick themselves up to get it back together.
Right.
And so the message in this introduction, that's why I say it's such a blessing, because it's not over, young people.
That's right.
It's not over. Pick yourself up, dust your behind off, and try again.
Absolutely.
And you know, like you said, you not only went on to earn your bachelor's, you have your MBA, you know, you have this dynamic business, you're an author, you're a keynote speaker, you're known around the world and business. So, you know, the story is not over for young people. These days, you know, it's the parties the video games and you know, unfortunately, even maybe some alcohol and drugs that cause some students not to have success in school. But even with that, it's not over.
No, it is not over. And the message there, too, is for those who do not have a role model for school, it's never too late to find one. Or once you get there, latch on to an advisor, latch on to a faculty member, but take the initiative to say, help me. What do I need to do? Otherwise, if you flounder and are too proud to ask for help or whatever, you're setting yourself up.
That's it. And that is a problem, you know, pride. And sometimes you don't even see it as pride. You see it as, well, I can do this. I got this. I don't need any help. But really, you really should reach out to some folks. And, you know, if people don't respond, you know, just have a list and just check them off until you get someone who does respond to you.
Right. Absolutely right. Somebody to help you through. Somebody who can be your sponsor, your mentor. Somebody to help you, take interest in you. And you should be thick-skinned, too. So when that person gives you some advice, don't say, I'm resentful, or who are they to tell me this? If it's for your own good, heed that advice and use it to your advantage.
That's right. That is so true. Well, Sharon, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to look at some tips, some important tips. Now, you have 24 of them, but we're going to just share a few. And if folks want more, they can, of course, pick up the book. But we're going to be back with Sharon A. Hill, who authored the book 24 Tips for Students to Succeed in College. And, of course, she is president of Sharon Hill International. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of Maryland's Cafe Society after this break.